Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Hour number 3. Live in L.A., it's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio. Fox Sports Radio. Herd brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Be a sub above. I just polished mine off during the break. Kind of embarrassing, I'm not going to lie. You know, it's interesting talking about with Tom Rinaldi about the two sports moments to me that got me really emotional. Miracle on Ice. I've watched that movie 10 times. The Herb Brooks speech. And the Tiger winning the Masters for the second time. And I love both for different reasons. But there is something about... Tiger was so vulnerable. And you knew it was almost like... To some degree, it felt like Kobe's 60-point game in his last game. I've got one more moment, and it means so much to me. It's the Masters. It's just an amazing story. Like, you know a story in sports is amazing when if you pitched it to Hollywood, they would go, it's not realistic enough.
Yeah.
If you think about the Miracle on Ice, and I just want to talk about this for 5 minutes. So... For if you're a young person listening to me, this is hard to explain. You've read about it. So we don't really compete. The United States, when you go to the Olympics, it's understood. Russia, Canada, it's Czechoslovakia, Sweden. We know basketball's ours. We're offended if you beat us in basketball. We're sending our pros. We feel like we should be very competitive in certain sports. Hockey's not ours. And the story of Miracle on Ice is taking college players and beating the greatest international hockey team arguably ever comprised. And what's even more fascinating is that they had met before the Olympics a week earlier, I believe, in Madison Square Garden, these Russian players in an exhibition against our American kids. They won 10-3. Folks, you don't score 10 goals in a hockey game. You can take the worst NHL team and the best. It's like 5-1. They literally were better at every position. And then we sent them to Lake Placid in this tiny rink. And we play such inspired hockey. Like literally every American player plays his greatest game. And to a much lesser degree, the Rams on Monday. Literally learning the players are out, you're on the road, the Packers missing 11. There is that band of brothers thing where, oh, we all have to be, we have to play our best game tonight. And sometimes there's this resiliency and this spirit of men and women that when you really, as long as you're, I mean, the miracle on ice is, I remember where I was because it was not live at American television. It was taped. And I was in a bowling alley that is probably still there. My mother worked at it before she got a job at the school. She was making pies at a bowling alley in Westport, Washington. And I was a little kid. There was a green carpet. It was AstroTurf leading into the bar. It was a small town bowling alley. There was a lot, not a lot of money for beautiful shag carpet. And there was like an AstroTurf. And a person came out of the bar. I wasn't allowed in. I was like 13, 14. And said, we just beat the Russians. And in America at that time, America was beat up. There were gas lines in America. In my small rural town that was poor to begin with, America was in a real crisis. Inflation, recession, bordering on depression, global space travel, we're falling behind. And it was one of those moments we kind of needed to feel good about ourselves.
Yeah.
And all these Minnesota kids and Boston kids, if you've never seen Miracle on Ice, the actor is Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn Kurt Russell, he is, go watch it. Like, if you're going to watch two things over the holidays, watch the Madden documentary on Christmas Day. Go YouTube Miracle on Ice. It is a fascinating story. It's one of the few times in America that I think, you know, in the Olympics, we generally all root for Americans, right?
Right.
It was one of the few times in America I felt the country needed like a shockingly dramatic, important win, and sports provided it. And that is why the Tiger Woods Masters win is so special for a different reason, but the similarity is, we all kind of needed it. We lived with Tiger. We loved Tiger. Then, like many Americans, he had a problem, and he was falling off the rails. And it was sort of like the Masters without Tiger, the numbers were down. The sport felt hollow. We had Dustin Johnson. We had these young stars. The sport needed one more great Tiger Sunday. And you forget this about Tiger. Tiger was, and I like watching golf majors, not just Tiger. I love Phil Mickelson. I saw some Jack Nicklaus, probably a little late for Arnie and Jack, but I saw some of it. But we almost felt like it was such a tragic fall from grace from Tiger. For those of us that he changed our lives. The two times in my life, I literally changed my schedule, Sunday nights for The Sopranos and Tiger Woods. Oh, it's 4:00. Tiger's leading a big golf tournament. I would literally, whatever I was doing, I would do it early Sunday because Tiger's playing. I've never done that. And so hockey gave us a moment we needed. We needed something dramatic. We needed to feel good about ourselves. And I think with Tiger, we needed to feel good about Tiger again. Like he needed it. It was like, okay, if he never plays again, I got one more Sunday with Tiger. And I think sports doesn't, I mean, sports is always entertaining. It's not always moving. And maybe that's the difference, right? Like I watch a lot of entertaining movies. You watch, you know, Schindler's List or something. Oh, that's moving. That's different. You have a passion for people and a journey they went through, a horrifying, and it's encapsulated in 2.5-3 hours. And it literally, I can remember watching that movie and just for, I couldn't get it out of my head. For weeks and weeks. And I think sometimes sports goes beyond entertaining us and it really emotionally moves us. And, you know, you may have something that's very personal to you, but I think the rare moments when it moves us
collectively,
the hockey moment and the Tiger moment, where you could have been a Mickelson fan, but to sit and watch the Masters crowd, they couldn't, you couldn't wrap. You know, you kept waiting. You kept thinking he's just good because Tiger, up to that point, if I recall, Tiger had played good. And I could be wrong here if you're a golf addict, and I apologize. But if I remember, Tiger was playing, but he couldn't put like three great rounds together. So there was the, you know, when Tiger was great at his prime, he'd give you three good rounds, and then he'd play better on Sunday. Like, he never lost a lead. Like, Tiger would lead by five and then win by 11. But that Masters was a different Tiger. It was, oh, he played great Thursday and Friday, and we'd fall off the cliff Saturday. Oh, three good days. He couldn't, if I recall, so the whole time I'm watching, it was a different Tiger. It was, oh, this isn't going to last. And I remember watching a little Saturday, and I'm like, I just can't believe it. This he's not good. It doesn't, again, when you give me a sports story, and if you pitched it to Hollywood, they would go, Tiger doesn't win the Masters. Those kids from Duluth, Minnesota do not beat the Russians. That's unrealistic. Give me another movie. And I think that, to me, again, I'm not speaking for anybody, but the Tiger thing was so emotional for me, and the Miracle on Ice. You couldn't pitch the movies. It wouldn't make sense. It would be unrealistic. And there's my 8-minute rant on it.
No, I think you put it together how everyone feels about it. It's the delusion of hope, right? Like, we could relate to being the underdogs that nobody thinks is going to win and overcoming something, and you can pull those circumstances and apply it to your life. Like, you're talking about how down America was and why you needed that win. Everybody's not going to go become a hockey player now. But, like, you feel uninspired. And sometimes when you're feeling down, another bad thing happens, and it just feels like it's like an avalanche of things, and it's never going to stop, and you can't pull yourself out. When in reality, you might be able to. You might be able to just walk out your front door and change your circumstances. But the emotions of feeling down start to pile on you. And when you see something inspiring like that, and of course, as you mentioned, and we didn't get into it deeply, the political nature of beating the Russians at that time.
Yeah.
You know, that changes your perspective on things. Like, those kind of moments move people collectively in a different direction. After 9/11, we had some sports moments like that were all confused and scared. And it was like sports gave us a little moment of like normalcy, and like, you know, like the Yankees are playing, like, okay, like, wait a minute. Like, we're still standing, like, together.
Yes.
And with Tiger, as Tom mentioned, like, we piled on Tiger, and we could relate to him kind of being canceled, right?
Yeah.
And him just trying to get back and trying to get better, and we wanted his greatness. But then, really, when you think about it, we were responsible, and not we, because I wasn't a part of that, but, you know, the public was responsible for kind of tearing him down for his decisions. And then his body started to wear down. So we kind of felt related. We related to not only wanting Tiger to be great again, but also seeing like a broken man, a broken person overcoming something to reach their greatness again.
Yeah, vulnerable people.
It was like
people,
very poetic.
Yes. Yeah, when you're vulnerable. You know, America is usually on, I don't always agree with the political decisions, and anything I say is divisive, right? But I always do feel like America mostly gets it right. Like, we root for the right people, usually.
Usually, yes.
And I think watching that Masters crowd with Tiger, they were really pulling for him. It just, regardless of infidelity and regardless of all the stories that are not good and you disagree with, right, morally, your values, something felt right in that moment. And you said, I'm going to just put that stuff, compartmentalize it over here. I need to see him be great. And he was. Just in the perfect moment. Just great. YouTube it. I tell you, two or three things in my life, YouTube is really valuable.
You fall down YouTuber almost.
Well, sometimes musically, I get home.
Yeah.
And I feel I need music in my life. I just need, my kids always laugh at this. Like, Dad, you're not into music. I'm like, oh, way more than you think. And I'll just
go home.
Well,
that's your unplug time, right? Like, when you get done doing the show.
And I'm in an Ed Sheeran mood, or it doesn't matter what it is. It could be country western. It could be hip hop. I need something. Music and YouTube is just, lays it right there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events.
With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn into the first year automatically. No limit. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Well, he played. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Former great tight end. 16 years in the NFL, all with the Chargers. 8 Pro Bowl. 3-time first team All Pro. He's just one of the greatest tight ends. We just talked about it the other day. There's been 5 or 6 great tight ends. We were talking about Gronk and Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates and Shannon Sharp. Just a very unique group. And now it's a heightened position where there's just a lot of 6'5", 245-pound kids that can run. And if they love football, we know where we're going to put them. We're going to put them at tight end. And Antonio Gates, the former All-Pro, joining us live. Your son just signed a letter of intent at Michigan State with Mel Tucker. Now, he's not as big as you, Antonio, but does he have dad's hands? Does he have your great hands?
Yeah, and he also has my competitive spirit. So I think as long as you can compete at that level, you know, like I said, I'm super excited for him in general because he's put in so much work, man. And I really didn't understand what it was like to endure what he was dealing with being Antonio Gates Jr. But going to those games and listening to what some of those kids were saying, he's been able to overcome all of that and still, you know, get a full ride to Michigan State.
You know, it's interesting. Joy Taylor and I have talked about this today. I'm a fan of name, image, likeness. You know, I mean, it's kids should be able to transfer. And I'm seeing, I know USC pretty well. 5 or 6 kids have transferred. All of them should have transferred because, you know, they're not playing and they should play. When you were playing, it was a different world, college sports. How does it sit with somebody? You didn't get these benefits. Your son could get these benefits. How does all that name, image, likeness change? How does it sit with you?
I'm really a fan of it because, you know, these kids nowadays, you know, make so much money for the university, whether or not through jersey sales, you know, paraphernalia, whatever the case may be. Now they have opportunity, you know, just to create an income that can sustain them throughout a, you know, a 4-year career in college. You know, it's good. It's good for those kids because I know, I remember when I came up, we would get jobs in the office, you know, course of the summer. And it was like the stipulations were very, you know, thin in terms of what you can do and how much you can make. And we were struggling college kids, make a long story short, you know. So at the end of the day, you get a chance to, you know, have food on the table and still kind of live a decent life knowing that you're a collegiate athlete.
Yeah. You know, as a former Charger, they go out and they get Justin Herbert. And, you know, it's up tucked up there in Oregon and nobody knows about this kid. And you still have connections to the organization. He's just spectacular. How long did it take you? He plays Thursday against the Chiefs, Antonio. How long did it take you to watch him and know, okay, oh, this guy's, this is different. How many sets, how many series, how many games you need to see?
When you take in consideration his actual first game, and when I think Tyrod Taylor was our quarterback at the time and he broke his ribs or whatever the case may be, whatever he did from an injury standpoint, when he stepped in and played that well, I knew then personally. And it was obviously, you know, you got the arm talent, you got the speed, the moving in the pocket, the things that's glaring that you can see in the kid. But to be able to step into an NFL game and to have, you know, certain schemes and these exotic blitzes that all these coordinators are doing now and be able to still operate the way he was, I think I was more impressed with that, you know, so fast, you know, because to me that's the hardest position to play because there's so many things you have to learn mentally. And to see him step in and play at a high level, I was just blown away at how fast he was able to, you know, obviously consume all of that and apply it to his game.
We were talking about how Brady, with all his greatness, he still seeks Gronk. He still seeks Gronk constantly. Any big third down, you can just tell Tom wants to find Gronk. Phillip Rivers, by the way, was the same for you. Take me to sort of the relationship. It's almost unspoken that you, that Gronk and Brady have, and you and Phillip had, that a tight end is different from a wide receiver. You're asked to block. You're asked to do some of the dirty work. And go back to your career with Phillip. And the it's one of the, I mean, you and Phillip are up at there in that Tom Gronk number of receptions together. Go back to your career. How long did it take to work? What made it special?
Well, you know, you got to, you know, understand and got trust. First and foremost, the trust and believing in one another is very, very important in terms of, you know, being able to, you know, be on the same page. Chemistry, repetition. We had so many hours, countless hours, hours that you've seen, hours that you didn't see. We would always, in practice, if something didn't go right and we didn't, you know, hit a pass or I didn't catch a ball, we would always go over it. And then we would, you know, anticipate. More importantly, was my biggest thing was anticipating what can possibly happen in a game. And once you get in the game, being able to adapt to that is where you excel as a player. Everybody knows you have your certain schemes and X's and O's that you go over and you say, this is what they're going to try to do. Let's go into a game with this game plan. But once you get in the game, things can change. And it's up to the guys that's around you with their ability to adapt. And Phillip was one of the best at it. We see certain coverages and we probably hadn't even practiced it that week. But based on what we were seeing and what was going on in the middle of a game, we would create things to try to get myself the ball and others too. And he was, you know, phenomenal when it came to that.
If you were coaching, and you may get into that at some point, if you were coaching and you took a college tight end or perhaps a receiver and he's coming into the NFL, what was the best piece of advice you were given and that you would relay that to a young player transitioning from college stud to NFL guy?
Wow. You know, to me, I think the biggest advantage that I had as a college background basketball player is that I had no bad habits. You know, most of the guys come in from these big universities with habits that they've created for 4 years. For me, I had absolutely no habits. So I learned the fundamental things that was needed in route running and blocking and catching and I soaked everything up. And it's kind of like, I use analogy in terms of like credit, right? It's probably better to have no credit than bad credit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that was me. And if I had to give any piece of advice, it'd be more so, I took it one day at a time. You know, I looked up and it was 16 years. I never got complacent. I made progression every single day, every single year. And I never allowed my past to dictate the present. I never allowed the Pro Bowls to dictate what I was doing in year 15. I never allowed the fact that people were talking about you were going to be the all-time this dictate what I did in year 16. So I always used the present as more of a stepping stone to prove who I was at that moment. And I never looked in the past.
By the way, you averaged, you were a great college basketball player, 18 mm-hmm. points a game, 8 rebounds, a couple mm-hmm. of MAC titles. You got him to the, I think, Elite Eight, if I recall. Like, you were a yes. great college basketball player. Where was the moment that you said, no, I want to go play, I want to get tackled, I want to block, I'm not going to do this basketball stuff, I'm going to, do you remember the moment of driving a car, you're with a parent or something?
No, it was, you know, I don't think I viewed it as that moment. I think I viewed it as, I am turning into a man in my life. You know, you're getting ready, you're a senior in college. What's the next step for Antonio Gates? I had opportunities to play. I remember certain teams wanted me to lose 40 pounds to get drafted in the second round in the NBA. Obviously, I had countless opportunities to go overseas. And here I am standing there trying to decide, do I want to play? Do I want to go after this NBA dream? Do I want to just go and be a good overseas player and make a good living? Or do I want to take a shot at playing in the NFL? And I think the determining factor was, at the time, I knew I was a part of the 1 of 15, right, on the NBA team.
Right.
But I was damn sure knew I would be a part of the 1 of the 52. You know what I'm saying? So if that makes, put things in perspective for most kids that grow up, two-sport athletes, loving the game of basketball. Most of the skin that I had in the game was from basketball. I put countless hours in the game. But I got to a point where, you know, I start rationalizing with my decision. I start making, you know, grown-up decisions. Saying, okay, well, yeah, I know I can go play for the, you know, the Cavaliers or the Pistons or the Pacers because I was a Midwest boy. But I dang gonna show no I can go play for the Browns.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can make 15, but I know I can make 52.
Right.
So that was like my determining factor.
Wow. Undrafted, one of the all-time greats. And what's your son's first name, if I may?
He's a junior. He's a junior.
Antonio Gates Jr. All right. He's 6'2", 185. He's got his dad's chip, and he's got good hands.
Yeah.
Is he willing to block like his dad? Is he going to block it all?
Well, that's what we're working on that. He's still progressing. So can't have it all at 18.
That's right.
You know, Bill. So he got some stuff he still need to work on. So.
By the way, Antonio's partnering with FanDuel for Duel for a Difference, supporting lupus research. Now, do you have some familiarity with that, if I may?
Yes, obviously, you know, I'm really happy to be partnering up with FanDuel, you know, playing Duel for a Difference fantasy contest. That's tomorrow night, the Chargers versus the Chiefs game. And all the fees, the entry fees, and it's getting donated to lupus. And it's pretty special to me because my sister had lupus. She passed away from lupus. So, you know, it got a special place in my heart. So the more fans, the more they enter, the more they can win, the more money. And fortunately, the winner can get 2 Super Bowl tickets to 56 in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
So I'm excited to be a part of it, man. And like I said, it holds a special place in my heart because my sister passed away from lupus.
Antonio, what a pleasure to talk to you again. And you're
appreciate
a good,
it,
good storyteller. And just I love having you on, and I hope we talk again soon. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. The great Antonio Gates. And Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Bengals suffered a loss to the Niners on Sunday. Good game, but tough loss for the Bengals. And head coach Zach Taylor says he doesn't think that teams should count them out.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to play us, you know, quite frankly. And we haven't won all the games we felt like we should have won, but I think our guys have a ton of confidence. I think people see what we're about, see the talent that we've got in all three phases, and they know that we're going to fight to the last second.
good game. Yeah. Bengals are 7-6, and yeah. they face the Broncos, who are 7-6.
Yeah, it's a very good game. I would say this. This is why I heard about 2 weeks ago, people were like, well, what do you do with Zach Taylor? You keep him. A, you have a young quarterback. The Bengals
don't have Zach Taylor.
No, I literally, people on the internet, because they had a bad loss a couple weeks ago, and people are like, you know, I think Zach Taylor, time out. Okay, you have a young quarterback that really likes his coach,
right.
and they really work well together. Step aside and let it work. By the way, when you're winning in this league and you're still rebuilding, Cincinnati does not have Cleveland's roster. It does not have Pittsburgh's roster. It does not have, well, it may have Baltimore's roster now because of the injuries. This is one of the, I'm dead serious on this. Zach Taylor's in my short list of coaches of the year. When you go to a losing culture with a young quarterback.
An organization that has had bouts of dysfunction and doesn't spend any money.
Bouts. Bouts is kind. You're making it sound like it's infrequent. Bouts. No, Zach Taylor and this team is rebuilding.
That's silly.
By the way, Carolina's rebuilding. How do they look? Jets are rebuilding. How do they look? So
don't even get me started on Carolina. I don't know what's going on in Carolina.
Yeah.
The one thing I think that Carolina fans should feel good about is that their owner wants to win. So
yeah, that's good.
He's going to be aggressive yeah. in that regard, but they're a bit of a disaster. But the Bengals are 7-6. They're going to play the Broncos, who are both on the bubble trying to get back into playoff contention. Since he is 1-7 since 2018 against teams with 7-plus wins entering the game. Now, I don't want to go back that far that that's really relevant for this year, but this would be a really big win for them. They're currently 2.5-point underdogs against the Broncos this weekend, according to Fox Bet. Now, they have at Denver, then Baltimore, Kansas City, and then they're at Cleveland.
So what did you say, Joy, the line is on the Broncos-Bengals?
Bengals plus 2.5.
Yeah, that feels right. They should be an underdog. That feels right.
Well, it's at Denver also. So.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's an interesting game.
I think it's going to be a good game.
By the way, a lot of you people, and you regret it now, laughed at me when I put Denver in my top 10. And I didn't have them in my top 10. But you go to Denver right now this time of the year. How many teams would you absolutely say, oh, they'll go to, if I said Kansas City goes to Denver this week, you do get the line would be like 2.5, 3 points.
Denver's a very hard place to play.
And this is a really good team.
Yeah.
They're not wildly explosive over the top offensively, but Denver is Tampa before Tom got there. You just need to be more dynamic at quarterback. That's it. And you could win a Super Bowl.
So after Sunday's win over the Bears, Aaron Rodgers told reporters his fractured toe felt worse after suffering a setback. But from his comments on the Pat McAfee show, it still doesn't sound like Rodgers is going to get surgery on his toe. He said, toe was definitely hurting after the game, but it is what it is. It's not going to be a problem. I don't think it's not going to stop me from playing. It's just pain management. But I'm going to keep playing and probably not practice a whole lot.
I have no problem with that.
He's been adamant since the injury that he's not going to miss any time. He didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday last week and was limited on Friday. The one thing about this injury with Aaron Rodgers is he doesn't need reps. Like, he clearly mentally knows what he's doing. Obviously, you want to keep some sort of momentum and rhythm going, but it's more important that he takes care of that foot. So, but since the toe injury, he's 3-1, 67.8 completion percentage, 11 total touchdowns, 1 interception, and a 114.1 passer rating. So he's doing all right despite that injury. And you just want to get into the postseason healthy right now at this point if you're the Packers. So they are 10-3 and currently hold first place in the NFC playoff race. The Bucs and Cardinals are right behind at 10-3 as well. They play the Ravens on Sunday and are currently 5.5-point favorites, according to Fox Bet. That's a game we'll probably have to watch as the week goes on to see who's going to be available.
Yeah.
But I would tend to think the Packers are in the position to win that game. So in week 3, the Chargers beat Kansas City 30-24 in a late touchdown. And Tyrann Mathieu knows there's a lot riding on tomorrow night's game.
I mean, this is a big challenge for us. I think this game is probably the most important game, you know, we've played, you know, up until this point. So it's going to take all of us to kind of get it done. So we're really just hoping we could go in there with some great energy and kind of just take over the place.
Well, the Chiefs' offense turned the ball over 4 times.
Yes.
With Patrick Mahomes throwing 2 interceptions.
If I recall, the Chargers won it late. It was a really good game.
Herbert had 4 touchdown passes.
Do you know we're going to get Herbert Mahomes for 10 years, a year? We're going to get 20 Mahomes versus Herberts. I mean, like Brady and Manning did play in the same division, then they didn't, so they were very infrequent. You don't get this much. You don't get two of the top three, maybe, you know, Kyler, Mahomes, Herbert, Josh Allen. I mean, you can be looking at, I mean, what if Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers were in the same division and you got it twice a year? Like we are, I can't wait for tomorrow.
Well, the Chiefs are one game ahead of the Chargers in the AFC West at 9-4, Chargers 8-5. So this is obviously a very huge game. The Chiefs currently own the 3 seed in the AFC playoff race. The Chargers are in the first wild card spot, and Kansas City is favored by 3 points, according to Fox Bet.
Oh, so good. A joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
We have so many things today. I didn't get to a lot of it because our Tom Rinaldi interview went 30 minutes. I'll bring back a couple of moments of that. I think you'll enjoy it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data.
They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
You know, I was just reading some stuff on this, you know, vaccines and COVID, and the NFL is considering now players who are vaccinated and asymptomatic, we're just going to let you play. The one thing I remember very early on in this pandemic was it was like March or April. It may have been March, and I was driving around, and they had this epidemiologist on NPR, and he was a gentleman from like Yale. And his prediction was football's in big trouble. Because you're hitting each other. And it made sense. You're sharing a ball. You're hitting each other. You're breathing on piles. Baseball will be fine. Hockey should be fine. Soccer, fine. You're separate. But football, you guys are, you're tackling each other. There's actually now multiple teams. There is proof, strangely, because it does make sense that football would be the one where you get it. Nobody's catching this on the field. So I don't know the reason. Is it because you're outdoors? Most players have masks. But I've talked to two executives at clubs, and they have both told me, they don't want to go out there and say it, but they have done research that not a single one of their players in 2 years has caught COVID playing. So I guess my point is, a lot of this stuff, we just don't know. Even Fauci, like, if you'd have told me football is going to be a problem, remember when it happened, Joy? I remember we were doing these shows and I said, what they're going to have to do, everybody's going to have a mask up front. And yeah, because you and I said, if there's a shield, otherwise they're going to be breathing on each other. You're going to be on top of guys. And yet, yeah, Ryan, can we get that mic fixed? You guys know how.
Here, so
there we go. There we go.
It makes sense. You're piling on top of each other. You're breathing on top of each other. You're face to face on the line.
And yet, there's no proof any player is getting COVID. Because if you could, let's be honest, the whole league would be. I mean, good Lord, you're on a pile. Nine different guys would get it in three plays.
Right. I mean, I look. We've talked endlessly about this, but
the NFL is considering now. If you are.
Yeah, I mean, that has to become the conversation at some point. Now, again, they're not at a 100% vaccination rate.
Yeah, close.
So, close, 94%, which is way higher than the country.
Yeah.
In the public. But yeah, at some point, because we are going to continue to get variants, probably forever.
And I think 75% of America got a vaccine. A lot of people got boosters. I think when you start asking people to get a second booster, people are going to be like, okay, I didn't get it the first two times. That's when I think it's a harder sell to the public.
Well, also as we go on, despite what everyone thinks, you get new information, you change how you treat it, the treatments become better, more effective. People do become vaccinated at a higher rate. People who aren't at the booster rate who need to get vaccinated at all, eventually you find a way to treat it, it doesn't become such a deadly virus. Like, that's where the science is working towards. So eventually, once we get to that point where we can treat it and people aren't dying, because that's what this is all about. It's not like a trend. It's a conspiracy. People are dying.
Yeah.
That's what the concern is. That's what the anxiety is about. You don't want to spread it to someone who is then going to die.
Right.
So once they can find a treatment for it on top of the vaccine, then I think we will get to a point where you won't even test for it anymore, because it won't matter if you test positive, because we can treat it like we do any other kind of infection.
There's a new pill out, by the way. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they are coming out with new treatments, which is encouraging.
Yeah, that's what doctors do. So Tom Rinaldi was on for about 30, 40 minutes earlier, and there's a new documentary out called All Madden for the most powerful, important football analyst in the history of American television. Only two things have been able to make fans watch bad games instead of turning the channel: gambling and John Madden. And there's data to suggest both are true. And I asked Tom Rinaldi, who is part of this documentary, how much interest around the league there was in this.
38 interviews. Look at it this way. Not a single person said no. Every single request we made, the subject said, John Madden, yeah. Brady, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, the coaches, the broadcasters, and what we think are perhaps the most important voices, Colin, Virginia, his wife, who really hasn't sat for an extensive interview, and his sons, Mike and Joe.
And so it's going to be a fascinating watch. As Madden was the youngest coach ever hired at the time, he got to 100 wins faster than any coach. He then retired, went into broadcasting, where he was the most powerful broadcaster, and to this day remains the most powerful analyst or broadcaster ever. The video game, Madden, made him a beyond wealthy man, and just a very unique voice. And I love the story Rinaldi told. He asked Rupert Murdoch, because he hired him at Fox, and it was a big part. The Simpsons and the NFL were a big part. Really, the reason this network is here today is the Simpsons was the first hit, and we were able to buy the NFL. And Madden was our first big star. And Rupert Murdoch said, when asked about John, if I could introduce people to an American and it would describe the American spirit, I would introduce them, of all the Americans I've met, to John Madden, which just speaks to his profound popularity. Rinaldi also, they got Bill Belichick to sit down and talk about Madden, and Rinaldi offered this.
Bill Belichick, we asked for half an hour in the interview with him. Half an hour. At the 29-minute mark, we stopped, and we thanked Bill Belichick. He did not move. And it occurred to us, and to me, slow learner in the room, unless, of course, Bill, there's something more you'd like to share. And he went on for probably another 18 to 20 minutes talking about John.
Yeah. So it's all Madden. It's Christmas Day. It will get quite a number. It's a documentary. And for you know, those of you 20, early 30s, you know, you think how I was just watching Charles Barkley last night. Charles is wildly popular. And just think if Charles Barkley had a video game that was, what's the video game, the basketball game that everybody loves to play?
2K.
2K. That was Charles's. It was called 2K Charles. and then think if, I mean, literally, Charles had retired early and won multiple championships and retired very early. So there was mystery about him. I mean, it's just like Madden was the best young coach and retired. And he was the best broadcaster. And he had the biggest video game. It's just, it's, you can't, he was so profoundly impacted. I'm always impressed by people who are not only successful, but they're successful in multiple platforms or multiple areas.
And multiple eras.
Eras.
Like he has touched every part of any living person who's involved in the NFL's life.
Nothing like it.
I do think it's interesting that he said that Bill Belichick was further along than him in the history of the sport. Because I like to study what people who are successful do. Like mm-hmm. What are their connecting traits. Yes. Yeah. And one is overcoming. One is consistency.
Yeah.
They're a bit boring in their, you know, in their practices. But also just an obsession with what it is they do. And to this day, he's sitting there watching John Madden sitting in his soundstage watching all the games every weekend.
Yeah, you really do. He told the story of, you know, I mean, Nick Saban, Coach K, Kobe Bryant.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, the obsessive gene is really important.
You know, Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. When I was writing a book one time years ago, and, you know, I did a chapter on this, is they always talk about, you know, life balance. And when you go to psychology websites and you ask about what creates happiness, balance is never talked about. It is being loved, loving, being challenged, overcoming. A lot of it sounds like our sports stars. It's most of our great sports stars do not have a lot of work-life balance. They find deep love either in people, in a system, in a sport, in I think being in love means a lot of things, right? And some of that is I am in love with this profession and what it does for people and me and others and the legacy of it. So all Madden, Christmas Day. We'll be back tomorrow. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, Start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.